This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible episode number 326, if you will. We started this Bible reading series the day after Thanksgiving last year, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today, beloved, we are reading 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verses 20 through 22, and 1 Samuel chapter 31. Let's pray. Holy Father God, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we are weak and feeble people. Without your strength, and help us to truly realize this, without your energy, without your might, without your power, we can do nothing. And so, Lord, I praise you, and I hope that you'll help me to lead others to praise you and thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, and the millions and billions of things that come out of that. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. Holy Father God, thank you for a magnificent early morning where we were able to do some things that are good and important. And Holy Father God, thank you for allowing us to be here today. I praise you and I thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings upon us who are saved. We thank you, Lord, for people who are not saved, how that they can hear the gospel freely and be saved today. And we pray that they would come to know you as Savior, no matter what they're tempted with, no matter what kind of sin that they're involved in. We do pray that you'll help them to come to know you as Savior and repent. We praise you and we thank you for the millions of the many and the manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. Lord, help each soul here pray. If they know you as Savior, Lord, help them to pray. If they don't, Lord, help them to pray the sinner's prayer and get saved. And Holy Father God, whatever the case, we pray that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of the hearts and minds and souls and spirits and lives of the people who have that problem here and outside of here. People who are tares, but they're in the church. And Lord, and for some, and because of the devil and the demons of hell, they constantly oppose you, they oppose your gospel, they oppose your work, and they even oppose themselves. Because these people do not realize that when they allow the devil to rule in their lives, not only are they against you and others, the demons on the inside of them will use them, and when they get through using them, will destroy them too. So open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and save their souls and change their lives. And give them victory over the world and all of us. Victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And Lord, today we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please rebuke and bind the devil and the demons of hell. Lord, from our individual lives, our families, and the ministry. And so, Holy Father God, pave the way for us, open up doors for us. Continue to show us favor in presenting and preaching your holy gospel and your holy word, and doing other things to encourage the saints to hold up the bloodstained banner and to keep marching on, as we're marching on to Zion, as the song says. And Holy Father God, help each person who names the name of Christ under the sound of my voice. Help us to individually and collectively confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults. Wash and cleanse our hearts and our minds, our souls and our spirits and our consciences in the precious blood of Christ. And make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow on the inside. Crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. And deliver us today from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, help each and every one of us who name the name of Christ to humble ourselves and to pray, and to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent, and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy, in a very real sense, and Lord, I do pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving all around the globe, in this country, in our communities, in our churches, in our families, and in our personal lives. Holy Father God, help us all to pray what we mean and mean what we pray. And when we lose our thought or we get distracted, help us to go back at the point of remembrance when we were engaged in prayer with you and start all over. And Holy Father God, we pray today that you will deliver us from all distress and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems and fears. From our hearts, minds, souls, and spirits, fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding throughout this day, your joy unspeakable. And Lord God in heaven, help us, Lord, and deliver us, if we do right by you, by your grace. Deliver us, Lord, from all of our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And Lord, we pray that you would deliver us also from all spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, student loan debt, student progress problems, and then we pray for the millions who are facing eviction and foreclosure. Millions who are facing utilities crisis, a utilities crisis, a medical crisis, food crisis, not only in America but around the world. And Holy Father God, we pray for the missionaries in Haiti whose lives are under threat. Some may take this lightly, but this is a very dangerous situation, and we pray that you would deliver them. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, grant us your energy and your strength, your unction and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your Holy Word. Have your Holy Word to find a lodging place in our hearts and in our minds. And help us to love it and to cherish it. Help us to remember it. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to apply it to our lives. And then, Lord, position us to help others by teaching your word to others repeatedly on an ongoing basis in a discipleship way, because we're so sinful. We are so prone to sin and prone to wonder that we, as the early church showed us, we need your word in the preaching and the ministry of your holy word in prayer every day. And I find it amazing, Lord, how that when your word is read, when your word is on a billboard, when your word is preached or taught, how that I always get something from it, even after 41 years of preaching the gospel myself. It is just that powerful. One verse seen on a billboard is powerful from your Bible. They can put a quote, they can put something man wrote, and we might say that's cute. But your holy word is very arresting and very convicting. And those of us who are saved, we know it. And Holy Father God, we thank you for it. And we pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bless and protect our family and all other Christian families that stand for you and all other people from ourselves today, from our flesh and from the devil, from the demons of hell, from the evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. And Lord, we pray for over 3 million souls to be saved, if that has not been done already, through the preaching of your holy gospel around the world. Glorify your holy name, lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we do pray. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the high honor, the distinct privilege, and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, "Thus saith the Lord," the Word of God, the Holy Bible. It is still life-giving and life-changing. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verses 20 through 22. As he went to Ziklag, there fell to him of Manasseh, Adnah, and Jozabad, and Jediel, and Michal, and Jozabad, and Elihu, and Zildai, captains of the thousands that were of Manasseh. And they helped David against the band of the rovers, for they were all mighty men of valor, and were captains in the host. For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him, until it was a great host, like the host of God. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 31. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons. And the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Melchishua, Saul's sons. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers. And then said Saul unto his armor-bearer, Draw thy sword, and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me. But his armor-bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise upon his sword and died with him. So Saul died, and his three sons and his armor-bearer and all his men that same day together. And when the men of Israel that were on the other side of the valley, and they that were on the other side Jordan, saw that the men of Israel fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook the cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his three sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And they cut off his head and stripped off his armor and sent into the land of the Philistines round about to publish it in the house of their idols and among the people. And they put his armor in the house of Ashtaroth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshan. And when the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead heard of that which the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and went all night and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan and came to Jabesh and burnt them there. And they took their bones and buried them under a tree at Jabesh and fasted 7 days. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Have it to find a lodging place in our hearts. Help us to remember it. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to learn from it. Help us to apply it to our own lives, to share it with others, to teach it to others in a discipleship way, and to always proclaim your holy gospel so that others will have the opportunity to be saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good. Is my prayer.